This night we thank you for exhorting us and telling us once again to remember all that you have done for us. We look to the cross of Calvary tonight, knowing that we have redemption through the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the boldness that we have in your presence. Continue to bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we all sit down in the presence of the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Before I forget, when you leave this meeting tonight, you have to leave very silently, because there has been a death in the neighboring house, and so there are people coming there to visiting that house. And so when you leave this place tonight, please make sure that you don't make any noise, that you don't disturb anyone, that you go back home silently rejoicing in the Lord in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm not preaching. I'm just sharing a couple of scriptures. A small exhortation. And Psalms 148. And if there is anybody who has come here for the first time, usually our Friday meetings are for people who have been coming here for a long time. There's supposed to be a session where people who are seasoned in the Lord come. I am sure there are some of the people who have come here for the first time. We want to welcome you in the name of the Lord. We are glad that you are here. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you put your hands together and give a warm welcome to them? Anybody who has come here for the first time, would you raise your hands? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just keep your hands raised up. Some of you who are sitting next to that person, just shake hands with that person. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Welcome them in the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And we are a church that believes in the Bible, that follows the Lord Jesus Christ. And it would be a full gospel church where we have a worship that belongs to the Lord in spirit and in truth. We believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, in the manifestation of God's presence and power. And praise God, hallelujah, all are welcome to be a part of the blessing of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 148 and verses 14. Psalm 148. And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Amen. Hallelujah. We are called by the scriptures as a people near to him. I like that word, a people near to him. Amen. When Moses was approaching the burning bush, God said, don't come anywhere closer. Make sure that you take off the sandals of your feet. And don't come any more closer. Amen. In the book of Exodus chapter 19, verses 23 and 24, we find God is telling Moses, make sure that you set bounds around the mountain when my glory comes to pass over that mountain. Or in other words, let there be a distance between me and my people. Then let me tell you, that is in the old covenant. Amen. But the new covenant, when Jesus came, he said, come unto me. Amen. Hallelujah. Draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you. Amen. There's a huge difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. In the new covenant, we have boldness, the Bible says, to approach him through the blood. Amen. Boldness. Can you imagine that? Boldness. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 13. The scripture says this, that says, we who are far away, amen, have been brought near by the blood of the cross. Amen. We who are far away have been brought near by the blood of the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you feel close to God this day? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Do you feel close to God? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Christianity is nothing else but to have that personal, intimate relationship with Jesus. Amen. To be so close to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If he's still somewhere far away, let me tell you, you are living in the Old Testament time. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible says we can approach Him with boldness through the blood. Amen. There is only one way of salvation, and that is through the name of Jesus. Amen. And we are boldness to come into the presence of God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A people near unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, I said, Lord, I want to walk in that privilege always. Why shall separate us from other people? Is it not your presence and your power with us? Amen. A lot of talk won't help in the kingdom of God. We need to demonstrate the power of God. We need to see the hand of God so strongly upon us and working through us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I like one of the scriptures which says in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verses 27 and 28. And this is how it goes there in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33. And verses 27 and 28. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Amen. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, destroy. The eternal God Himself is your refuge. Amen. And it says here, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And underneath, amen, it's not bondage, it's not the devil, are the everlasting arms. If you fall into a pit like you heard the word before, underneath there is the everlasting arm of the Lord just to push you back. Amen. Amen. If you think you're caught in the web of sin and struggling deep within, and there's a cry in your heart, let me tell you, underneath it is not the bondage, but the Lord says, my everlasting arm shall push you up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Underneath, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is no place that I can go so deep and so down where the arms of the Lord, hallelujah, cannot reach me. Amen. He will make sure that He holds me and pushes me right back up. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why in your Christian walk, you need to remember there might be times you stumble, but you don't have to stay down. Amen. How many of you have never stumbled in your Christian walk? Let me tell you, you're leading a life in deception. In your Christian life, there are times when you stumble. Amen? Amen. But we don't make it a practice. We don't make it a habit. But let me tell you, when you stumble, the arm of the Lord, how many of you have seen that happening in your life? There is a word from God that pushes you right back up. Amen. Amen. Right back up. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says you are a people near unto Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. See, now, let me tell you something here. There are times in your life when you see that your life is not perfect the way it should be, nor are you walking in the perfect liberty of the law of the Spirit, you find there is a struggle going on, and that is the time when you think I'm far away from God, and I don't know what will happen to me. I don't know whether I can be sanctified because I think there is too much of filth in me. Now, if you trust Christ for your salvation, you have to trust Him for your sanctification. Are you with me? When you're born again, you trusted Christ Jesus for your salvation. Which means, for your sanctification, you need to understand, you can never do it by your strength or by your ability. You have to trust Christ Himself for your sanctification. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look to something here from the Old Covenant in the book of Ezra. Ezra, the 7th chapter. Are you there? Amen. Hallelujah. The 7th chapter and verses 22. Now this is what the king, I hope the pronunciation is right, Artaxerxes. Amen. Or whatever the pronunciation is, when you read that chapter, the 7th chapter and verse 11, you will know. The king's name is kind of long and nice and good, but I can't pronounce it well. So the king gave Ezra, the priest, and the scribe, certain things. The king is sending certain things to Ezra. Ezra is a priest and he's a scribe. And the king is sending him some gifts. And out of the gifts, what I want to highlight is this word in 22nd verse. Up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil. Amen. Hallelujah. And salt without prescribed limit. You see that? You see that? Did you see that? Yeah. Amen. Plenty of oil, plenty of wine, plenty of wheat and everything. But salt, it was without any prescribed limit. Unlimited. Salt, how much ever you want, you can take it. I like that. Hallelujah. Salt is what preserves you. And that which sanctifies you. Amen. Salt you use for cleaning, don't you? Amen. Preserves you, sanctifies you. Hallelujah. And what the Lord is saying is, listen, there is no limit. There is no shortage. For the grace that I'm willing to multiply into your life to see you preserved and sanctified by my hand. Amen. No prescribed limit for the salt. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, Lord, I wanna taste your grace beyond measure. Amen. Hallelujah. No prescribed limits. Amen. That's why we can gladly say the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is the faithfulness of my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Why does God pour forth fresh amount of mercy and fresh amount of grace? Because what he poured forth for you yesterday, you already used up by today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So here it says, God shall give you salt beyond prescription or beyond, amen, any prescribed limits. Plenty of salt. Hallelujah. How many of you wanna, before you go, wanna just allow the Lord to saturate you with fresh grace and with fresh mercy and with fresh gifting from heaven? Just unlimited amount of grace flowing into your life. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the old covenant promise. Amen. From his fullness in the new covenant, Jesus said, from my fullness you have received grace upon grace, grace upon grace, grace upon grace. Unlimited. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. A people near unto God. You don't have to be far away. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You can come near to the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. One way, the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm going to pray for you. Like I said, we're not having a long meeting this evening. And I want to pray for you before we go. And I believe in this time we're just going to allow the Lord to just move. An abundance of his grace will begin to flow. Like a little child, you just receive the grace of God. The blessing of God. Salt without measure. Amen. Just flowing into your life. Hallelujah. Strengthening. How many of you want to get to be back salty again? Hallelujah. Then stand up in the presence of the Lord. Shall we pray together? Amen. Shall we pray together this evening? Hallelujah. Oh, Rabadamanasiya. Lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your hands to the Lord. Say, Lord, hallelujah, make me salty. Hallelujah. Without limit, Lord. Hallelujah. Ruda Labanasiya. Garujava Sanda Sikaribaneasiya. Jesus. Holy Vashima Bakasya. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the life of God flow through every life in this place today. Amen. Hallelujah. Just lift your hand unto Jesus tonight. And in faith, would you say, Lord, I receive salt without measure. In Jesus' name. Just lift your hand to the Lord. Father, your word declares, ask and shall be given. Seek and we will find. Knock and the door shall be opened. If we ask you, you will give. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, you will open the door. If then we who are evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those of them who ask Him? We ask You for a fresh touch from heaven upon every life in this place tonight, in the name of the Lord. Receive. Lifted up, there is a flow of God's grace in this place. In faith, receive from Jesus tonight. I like it. The glory of the Lord is in this place tonight. From the Holy Spirit that you need in that particular area of your life, because there is a free grace of God that is flowing in this place, the unmerited favor of God, the grace of God. Father, to see Jesus lifted up tonight. Let the wind that came upon the valley and made those dry bones into a great mighty army flow in this place upon every heart, upon every life. Oh yes, in Jesus' name. Will seek the Lord with all your heart. God says, I shall do some breakthroughs into your life. I shall bring in some blessings upon your life which you have never seen. If you will seek my face, saith the Lord, I shall reveal to you the breakthroughs that I've got for you and bring it to pass. Lift your hand, brother, and just receive. Lord, may that blessings be upon your son. Oh yes. Let the encouragement of God rise up inside of him. In the name of the Lord. Shalabakasi Rabatakanas. Utalabanasi. Utalabanasi. Oh Jesus. We worship. 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 Tonight we give you all the glory and the honor. Keep your right hand upon each one of your children. Bless them. May grace be appropriated to each heart. May the grace and the blessing of God abound upon every heart.
May the souls of your people be refreshed by your presence and strength. May they go forth to know that you are the one who has called them and separated them. That they don't have to be far, hallelujah, but they can draw near to you and be close to you. Let their souls be continuously magnifying your name, remembering the benefits of the cross upon their lives. So I bless them. I bless them in the name of the Father. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I bless them in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at a couple of people, shake their hands and tell them Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. How many of you are willing to fast and pray this week for the ministry? Would you lift your hands, please?